You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Understanding Spirit. I'm your host, Mary. I hope you're all doing really well today and you're having a great week. We will get into the three-card pull. If you've watched the show before, you know what to do. If you haven't, I want you to just, if you want to participate, just focus on whether you're drawn to card one, two, or three. This is a collective reading, so you have to take the message and apply it in your life. It may be for down the track, or it could be relevant to you now, or it could also be relevant to for somebody that you know. Okay, so apply it as you see fit. Okay, now if you are drawn to card one, it is this one here, which is the Tree of Life. When I drew this card, I really felt like this has to do a lot with, you know, somebody who's actually quite deep and quite full of life. And I feel like at the moment, some of you might need some courage and some wisdom going forward, and sort of like try to draw on that from your experiences, or also you can ask for advice from somebody else. I do feel like I need to say, you know, don't expect the worst outcomes in all or most situations. Don't be afraid to fail. I mean, at the end of the day, what is really the worst thing that can happen, you know? And don't waste your time on negative thoughts. It, you know, it doesn't serve you and it doesn't really get you anywhere. So just, you know, I feel like a lot of you are old souls as well. So, you know, you can draw on what is in your DNA, okay? All right, if you were drawn to card two, it is this one here, which is Mirror. Okay, with this card, I feel like this card, it's time to sort of like really have a look at yourself and reflect on past and current situations. I feel like some of you might have issues that you need to work through. You may have close friends that you can, you know, like confide in, bounce ideas off about how to move forward in certain areas. But I do feel like I also need to say, you know, like just accept the past and any current situation, and just sort of try to use any situation in your life as an opportunity to learn and grow and just move through life gracefully, you know, rather than with any, you know, anger or anything like that. Just let those kind of things go. All right, if you were drawn to card three, it is this one here, which is Abundance. With this card, I feel like a lot of you, you can pray, meditate, and just sort of start to ask for what you want and create what you want. I feel like there's some of you that need to heal situations in order to move into those areas as well. And you may also need to heal others in your life. I feel like I need to say that to some of you, you need to shift your perspective on the way that you look at things and just sort of get more clarity in your life. And Spirit is saying, you know, find your true north. you know, elevating and head in that direction in all your ways spiritually. Okay. Now I have Amanda on the line. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And you're from Queensland, Australia. How are you going?
Correct. Yeah, good, thank you. How is everyone there?
Yeah, good. We're freezing. It's very cold. But aside from that, I think I'd rather be where you are.
Definitely more tropical where I am.
I know, it's beautiful there. How can I help you today, Amanda?
Well, look, I guess one thing that's been playing on my mind a fair bit lately is the feeling of I'm at an age in my life where I'm starting to reflect on my past and my decisions and the people that have come and gone. And I just feel like I question where I belong and did I do things right? You know, where am I going next? I would have thought by now I would have had a plan.
Welcome to the rest of us, Amanda. We're all the same. There's always a plan and a plan that hasn't been fulfilled. All right. Let me have a look, see what spirit have for you. Look, I do feel, Amanda, in the past there has been some disharmony in your life. I do feel like there has been like a sense of loss as well. I do also feel like you haven't been very grounded also. And I'm also seeing that, you know, it's time now, any sort of like betrayals that you've had in the past, you know, they need to come to an end. So you either don't see those kind of people anymore, you need to move forward in your life. I do feel in the past you have felt trapped and restricted, but spirit is saying you've got to learn from both the positive and the negatives, you know, in life and go forward. Okay. I do feel like there are changes coming around you. I do feel that you want to know like the truth. I feel like you want structure and routine in your life. And spirit is saying, take your time to think before you act as you go forward. And I know you might be thinking, well, I've been doing a lot of that, but I'm not getting anywhere. But spirit is saying, you know, you need to think things through from all perspectives, okay? I do also, and they're also saying, you know, growth is going to mean leaving things and people behind. And they're saying this has been kind of a little catch-22 with you, all right, where you don't want that. You still, you want sort of like, well, your cake and eat it too, as we say here, all right? So you can't have everything that you've got right now and move forward. There are people and situations that you're going to have to leave behind. But spirit is saying you must start to trust your intuition, okay? It's failed you in the past. Not your intuition has failed you. You failed your intuition because you haven't listened to it. You do have it in spades, they're saying to me, but you don't trust it. I feel like you can give others intuition advice freely and you trust what you feel, but you don't do that for yourself, all right, because that's when our ego mind comes in, you know, and we want somebody else to tell us. But spirit is saying just, you know, start to focus on that. I do feel also with your resources, with finances, you're going to need to find a balance here, all right, so that you don't go through sort of like any hardships in there. I do feel you need to have some patience right now, especially financially moving forward. But I see success for you also, and I see money coming to you. Is there an opportunity for you to get an inheritance or anything like that? I just feel like a bit of a lump sum is coming to you. Does that make sense?
Well, that means someone's going to have to go if I get an inheritance.
I know that, but, you know, unfortunately we all have to go at some point. Yeah. Now, Spirit are not saying to me at what point that's coming. I'm not saying this is going to happen tomorrow, but I do feel like in the future there is something coming. Because Spirit is saying, like, share your success. You know, you can be generous with people, but don't overdo it, all right? Pick and choose how you go about that, but I do see financial new beginnings for you. And also enjoy, you know, the results of your hard work. They're also saying to me, you haven't fully tapped into what you can actually do, and like also your resources, like how you can make money. I'm seeing you reading, I'm seeing you studying. Have you thought about doing a course or anything?
Well, I actually only just sort of started into a new career with the ambulance. And so I've only been there since December last year. It forces me to go against who I am, this job. Unfortunately, I have to be very clinical. And I keep getting pulled aside because I keep the real, like, I keep coming through when I'm not allowed to, if you know what I'm saying. You've got to be very, it's very scripted, this job. I got it for stability. Yes. That's why I got it. But I just feel like it just goes against my grain so much.
Yeah. You look, I always feel like for one reason or another, that kind of work always has its own sort of like lifespan. It's not forever.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's emotionally that people struggle with it, you know, the trauma of seeing people constantly not well. But for yours, obviously, it's a different sort of reason. I feel like, you know, stay true to yourself.
It's hard because you've got to experience the most terrifying moments over and over for people, you know. I don't know what that does to one's mental health, but people have been in this job for a long time, and I don't want to lose the emotional side of myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, the Spirit are advising you this way with your job. You basically have two choices here, all right? Either you choose another career, okay, that's your first choice. Mm. I don't feel like you're ready to do that, though, you know, Amanda. I feel like you still want to hang in there. The second choice that they're saying is when you're with patients to pray over them in your own way, you know, with whatever your belief system is, okay? Just pray over them while you're attending to them and sending them healing. I do feel like you've got healing hands as well, all right? And spiritually you're a healer, okay? You've gone into that work because it's like in the physical realm, it's where your soul is drawing you. But on a spiritual realm, you're also a spiritual healer, okay? So that will help you to kind of like balance who you truly are with the physical side of your job, okay? And that will help you feel like you're at least doing something for them that actually makes sense to you. Would that help you?
Well, look, I'm going to be very exhausted at the end of the day. Every day.
You'll be 12 fine.
12-hour shift. And listen, just one more thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, you go, honey.
I just wanted to ask one more quick question. In regards to my daughter, who, gosh, I've been so through so much with her, I worry so much about her, and yet I feel like each day she is drifting further and further from me.
Yeah. I can see that. She will find her way, but not for a while. I feel like she will want to be left alone a little bit more. She doesn't want to hear everything. It's like anything you say is like la, la, la. She doesn't want to hear it. Yeah. Everything's like white noise to her. She wants to be independent, all right? She wants to walk the right path and the straight path, but I do feel that I need to warn you around anybody that might influence her in a negative way. So whether this is like substance abuse or stuff like that, I feel like you just need to sort of like know who she's with, who her friends are, and just keep an eye on that. It doesn't mean that's what she's going to do, but Spirit are just saying, just watch out for that while she's walking, you know, like her own path. But you're a good mum, all right? And tune into your intuition to guide her. Even if she doesn't want to hear it, send her messages via text, whatever, all right?